Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We're extremely fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10 and Verse 12. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Aditi Mataji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Aditi Mataji, Dharmat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. I'm very fortunate to introduce His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji this morning, and this is a brief introduction for him. So His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple, and he made 3,000 temple units that serve as an altar in the villages. He also served as temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey for 15 years. He's known for his simplicity and humility. He's now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Dandavat Pranam Swami Krishi Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Aditi Mataji, for the introduction. Hare Krishna, Shama Krishi Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I would like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all the Prabhus and Matajis. My Dhanvat Pranam to all of you. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. So wonderful verses. So we'll be reading today into 6, chapter 10, text number 12. But first we will do some prayers. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vestam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yutapadakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raghunathanvitam, Samsajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitam, Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutushe Nama Pancha Kalpaturubhyasya Krapa Sindhubhyayivucha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashyatya Dishatarinayam. So, before this text number 12, just for introduction, I will read a text number 11. Translation, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Dadichi Muni, the son of Atharva, thus resolved to give up his body to the service of the demigods. He placed himself, the spirit soul, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Positive Godhead, and in this way, gave up his grass material body made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So this about Dadichi Muni, Atharva's son. Atharva is Brahmaji's son and Brahmaputra Atharva Rishi. And Dadichi Rishi is to give up the body. People cannot give up just their own ego or their own, just even $1,000 like for building a temple, or even if they may be millionaires. So many things, but it is not that easy. But he gave up. He's such a big example that for service to the humanity or mankind or demigods, they were somewhat selfish that they asked, they came and asked to give up his body so they could win from the demons. There was Devasur Sangram, Devanasur Sangram. So he was this Atharva Rishi, son Ashwashira, because he had one head of a horse. That's why he's also called Ashwashira. And he was, one time Indra came to his ashram and asked that, please give me Brahma Vidya. And so when he gave the Brahma Vidya, then he concluded that Indra and a dog they're equal, because from Bhoga Drishti, Indra is also looking for some enjoying the senses, and dog is also looking for them. So what is the difference? So Indra became very
Prabhuji, we
said,
cannot
hear. Not give his vidya to anyone else. And so that way he was specified, was specified. But later on, this Ashwini Kumar, they also came and said, please give us this Brahma Vidya. And then the Rishi Muni now is in a dilemma. And he says that you have not completely purified of our senses. So I cannot give. So they came again. And then at this time, they were purified. And he said that I promised them to I will give to Brahma Vidya even if I die. So they planned that I will have the head of the. He gave that knowledge to Ashwini Kumar, and Ashwini Kumar cut up the head of an horse. They put the horse and also cut up the head of the Dadichi Rishi. Put the horse on the body or trunk of the trunk of himself. The head that was speaking was the head of the horse, and then. And he gave the Brahma Vidya. And later on, when the Brahma Vidya was given, Indra knew that he came and he chopped off the head, that the head that was of the horse head. And again, they reversed the process. And horse head is his head. And the Dadichi Rishi had his head. And that way, but same Indra, again, that when he cut off the head, again was not ashamed of asking the body of Dadichi Rishi, and the Rishi gave that body. So that is little bit history. Now one may say how his bones were so much strong because of his and the reason they die. This has happened because he had in Brahma, whatever the Purana, Brahma Puran, that he was the Deva. After the Devasur Sangram, some of the demigods, they brought their all the weapons to Dadichi Rishi for protection. But Dadichi Rishi, so many demons or asuras will come and ask that. So Dadichi Rishi take all the sar or tattva from those bones and drank that. And that why his bones were very, very strong. And also because of his Brahma Tej and austerities, his bones were very strong. And then that was, they prepared an astra. So the next verse that we are reading, Yataksha Sumano Buddhis तत्वद्रग्ध्वस्त बंधनः आस्थितः परमं योगं न देहं बुभुधे गतम्. Dadichi Muni controlled his senses, life force, mind and intelligence, and became absorbed in trance. Trance means a transcendental divya. So thus he cut all his material bonds. He could not perceive how his material body became separated from himself. And see, when the body was taken away, he did not feel any separation that from the soul and body. Soul has attachment with the body from time immemorial, for millions of lifetime. So there is attachment, but he gave up that attachment also. Not just attachment of the, everybody knows that even if I'm attached to my wife, children, family, our house, position, our money, our nice car, nice home. So many things that one get attached, but he did not. So Dadichi Muni controlled his senses, life force, mind and intelligence, and became absorbed in trance. He cut his material bonds. He could not perceive how his material body became separated from his self. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Antakale cha mam eva ismaran muktva kalevaram yaha prayati sa mad bhakta bhavam yati nasti atra shanshayah Whoever at the time of death quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Of course, one must practice before one is overcome by death. But the perfect yogi, namely the devotees, dies in trance, thinking of Krishna. He does not feel his material body being separated from his soul. The soul is immediately transferred to the spiritual world. Tyaktva deham punarjanma nayati mam eti sorjuna. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma nayati mam eti sorjuna. The soul does not enter the womb of a material mother again, but is transferred back home, back to Godhead. This yoga or bhakti yoga is the highest yoga system, as explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yogam same yukta tamo mata. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The bhakti yogi always thinks of Krishna, and therefore at the time of death he can very easily transfer himself to Krishna Loka without even perceiving the pains of death. So this is very important verse, that how one can give up his body without being attached. Even there is, you may say, Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means he is living and he is free from bodily designation, bodily attachment, anything. His mind is always focused on Krishna. So Krishna always warned that yes, he should only serve Krishna. Only Krishna is in his mind. So in Vratrasura's example, this is about how Dadichi Muni's bones were made into a vajra, and how Vratrasura could be killed. Vratrasura is he was Mahachitraketu in his previous life, and later on he was cursed by Parvati, Mother Parvati, because he had some comments that how Parvati Devi is sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva in front of so many other Vaishnavas, or there are Rishi Munis were there, means that they are the examples. But Parvati Devi could not tolerate these comments, and then he cursed that he become an asura or demon. So he became asura, but he was so powerful that even Indra could not really kill him, or all the demigods together could not kill him. They worshipped Lord Vishnu. They came and take shelter, and Vishnu Bhagavan came and told that you get the you go and ask the Rishi Muni to give his bones, and let vajra could be made, and after this vajra is made, then you could use the vajra. But even with the vajra, he was throwing the vajra, and then he even pulled it back and threw this Airavat elephant where Indra was sitting quite many meters away, and Indra was afraid to throw that vajra again. But he is saying that, please kill me. I don't want to have this demonic body, asura body, so I could that way I could serve Krishna. Means he was sure that he will go back home, back to Godhead. This body, which is a materialistic body, he did not want him to have that. So even like he was asking that, please don't be afraid of me. You will be able to kill me. So now Indra takes it and he gets killed. But he was saying that, let my mind be absorbed in thought of Krishna. Just like birds are waiting, like the little birds are waiting for the mother to bring the food. And mother is so much attached to the children. Same thing cow and the calf. That how calf is looking for the mother, and mother wants to feed the baby. And how a wife is waiting for the husband who has gone to the foreign countries, and how she waits for sometime months, and she prepares herself and what she would cook, and she's always absorbed in thought about the husband. So same thing, that my mind should always be absorbed in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the real provider, real protector, real husband. So he wanted to surrender to the Supreme Lord. So in this way, so Vratrasur, we see Dadichi, Vratrasur, Vishnu Pitama was lying on the arrow beds for 56 days altogether. But because his mind was absorbed in the Supreme Lord, and although initially he was feeling the pain, but later on also pain went away, Krishna came, and at his lotus feet, so he could see the Krishna face to face. And they discussed together. So in this way, and he could give the instruction to Yudhishthir Maharaj also. Yudhishthir Maharaj was in so much painful condition that because of me, so many people have been killed in this Kaurav Pandav fight. But then Bishop Pitama said, it is the arrangement of the Lord. He is doing everything. You should not be lamenting for killing so many soldiers. So please do not lament. And Yudhishthir Maharaj understood the plan of the Lord, that he wanted to establish a Dharma Raj, or Yudhishthir Maharaj on the position, because he was the king of the whole world at that time. And so Bhishma Pitam, Parikshit Maharaj, Hare Krishna, you could go in her room, okay? So Parikshit Maharaj was hearing Bhagavatam with so much attention, only like pointed attention, only one thing and nothing else, that he was hearing for 7 days continuously, day and night, without drinking, without eating any food, or without taking any rest. And that is, so Krishna gives you that strength when you have that kind of svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, even a little bit attention on Krishna consciousness. So for a simple person, this process of Krishna consciousness is easy, but for a complicated man, it is very, very difficult. So Parikshit Maharaj was focused on Krishna, and he could see that about Gajendra. At the end, when he could not win or could not take out his leg from the mouth of the crocodile, then he prayed to the Supreme Lord because of his previous being a devotee, previous life as a Maharaj Indradyumna. He could not, the Indradyumna who brought Lord Jagannath or worship Jagannath, but another Indradyumna Maharaj. And he prayed to the Lord, and his mind was focused on that. And then he took a flower, lotus flower was there, from his trunk, and offered to the Lord. And Lord came with so much speed that he even had to give up sitting on this Garuda. And so he came running, and with his chakra, he cut off the head of the crocodile. So in this way, he was relieved. So we hear so many stories that anyone can do this way. So there are many rishis or devotees who could focus, and they could go through operation, any cut, and still they don't feel any pain, because they know that body is separate from the soul, and soul develops all the transcendental organs. Transcendental means his mind is transcendental, his intelligence, his buddhi is transcendental, so everything is transcendental, senses. So that is called Jivana Mukta. Even in this life, we hear about Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit went even to the spiritual world. Means his body is there, but through the soul that they could separate and go to the spiritual kingdom. And Radharani gave the betel nut chewed by Lord Krishna, and she put her ankle bells and put a mark on the head of Shyamananda Pandit. So in this way, we hear so many stories. Even Narottam Das Thakur, he went to the Ganges River, that I'm dying, and then he left his body, and then some another people who were very envious, they were that they saw the death, that there was no of this person. He thinks that he is very advanced, and then so many blasphemy, and then his disciples prayed to the Narottam Das Thakur, so he came back in his body again. So body and soul can be separated. This like people give example, right, outer body experience, but that is still, he has a connection. But in this way, there is no connection at all, and the body could lie down and the soul could go, and that separation is usually very, very painful. It's like it has been told that it is as if thousands of scorpions are biting at the same time. And Jatayu could give the example of Jatayu, that Jatayu was wholeheartedly, he was fighting with the Ravan, not thinking about his body, not thinking, he just wanted to serve. So that is the way, that you just think of the service under the direction of a spiritual master and parampara, or in this way. So he was doing that, and you could just see that he tried his best, to get free Mother Sita from Ravan. But Ravan chopped off his all the wings, and so he was lying down, almost dying. And Lord Ramchandra came and he gave him as if he's the father, like he is his son. And he did his antyeshti kriya and he burnt the body. And so in this way, that Lord is very, very kind to his devotees, and devotee who they surrender completely to the Supreme Lord. And although it is very, very difficult, that they fail to give up even a small amount or a small thing, that people are very much afraid. But here, the Rishi Muni gave his whole body. And in the sleep also, sometimes people say he slept very, very well. But he's sleeping well, but his mind is somewhere. He may be sleeping, that is true, but his mind is very, very turbulent. And our misery, the greatest misery, is the death. And Dadichi Muni, he died, but really his soul went back to Krishna's abode. So sometimes if we lose even a car, or even some pickpockets, palm is still something. So it's very painful that when we see that something has happened, but everything is taken, but we understand that everything is taken away at the time of death. And it is even a small thing is so painful, for what to say about everything is taken away. So it is a losing business. But anyway, it is really, one is a devotee, he's not losing anything. He knows that he is getting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he will go back home, back to Godhead. So like Yaksha was asking, Yudhishthira Maharaj was, what is the most amazing thing? And he said that people are dying everywhere, but they think that they will not die. And same thing that people are, so this is the, that Dadiji Muni gave up, he accepted the death, let the death come. Prahlad Maharaj is another example, that his father wanted to kill him or nothing, because he did not worship his father as a, his father, that he is the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Krishna. She understood. And any ordinary person would have been died, but Prahlad Maharaj was depending fully on the Lord. And when the Lord appeared, he protected Prahlad Maharaj and he wanted to give him the moon. But see how magnanimous Prahlad Maharaj is, that he asked Lord Narasimhadeva that, please forgive my father's atrocities on me, do not worry, and then please liberate him. And Narasimhadeva told him, you are 21 generations, are automatically liberated. So any place where we have concentration, even not in the spiritual way, but concentration, like you know this Dhanurdas. Dhanurdas was so much attached to his wife, and he would not turn his face away even for a moment. So he will walk backward just so he could see his wife and going everywhere. So then Ramanujacharya saw this scene and how strange it is, and he asked his disciples to please bring him to him. And he says, I cannot just come because I am attached. So he said, tell him that he will show him more beautiful form than his own wife. Then will he give the attachment? And he says, yes, I will. And so he prayed to the Supreme Lord, Ranganath, because he was at. And then Ranganath showed his such a wonderful beauty, because Krishna is the most beautiful. That is the reality. This hard man's is not beauty. Just like he was attached to a prostitute, and then prostitute told that, you are attached to me in this way, so why don't you get attached to Krishna? So he went there, and then he thought of Krishna, and then in this way you have here about Tulsidas and Chintamani's prostitute, and he accepted her as his guru. So everything like this death is painful. Alexander the Great, he had everything in his possession. He went so many countries, but at the end he was very, very, very much suffering. And then he said that, let my body be lie down in the coffin, but with the hands open, hands out, and all the my wealth are jewel. Wealth, the very, very expensive things you put around me, around my coffin, and let all the doctors, and all the doctors cannot protect the wealth you do not take, you go with open hand, just to give instruction to the others who may not follow in his way of life. So one should not be too much greedy, too much attached, too much envious, so many things we do in the material world, and then they suffer immensely, life after life. But these are the examples that we read, that how the Dadichi Muni could give up his body, and how others have done. And all the people who are like Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he heard that my uncle has gone, then they also followed immediately. He did not even rule for 35 years, but he immediately left without even telling Draupadi or his young brothers. And he left, and then brothers, when they saw that our elder brother has gone, they also all followed in this way. So we just, like we see here, they chant and be happy. So whole world is in distress. And if one want to be thoroughly happy and fully satisfied, so it is only Krishna consciousness that one can be, one could be fully satisfied or thoroughly happy and fully or completely satisfied. Pashyan apayana pashyati. People are seeing that there is so much misery in the material world, everywhere. But still, people do not take to this Krishna consciousness or instruction from Bhagavad Gita. So we have to give our bodily consciousness, and human being, human like living is like equal to lamentation. Everybody, a living being, is just thinking that I don't have this, I don't have this. They lament or whatever they have. So lamentation and hankering, that is always going on. So human being is equal to lamentation. So everybody wants to give ananda, is transcendental or trance, that one can obtain that by only Krishna consciousness. And so nothing would be lingering in the mind. So how, the question may be asked, how mind could be controlled? It can be controlled from very beginning, like mind's faculty is thinking, feeling and willing. Thinking, like we make some plans, dhyayato vishyan puncha punchasthi shupa jayate. So thinking is like you are, he enjoyed like this, like ajamil, let me also enjoy. And then feeling, that we feel so much surge of adrenaline or surge, our all body becomes so much that, okay, I should have that, I should enjoy that way. And then third stage, thinking, feeling, willing, then they plan that how I can obtain that kind of enjoyment. And so that is the stages, and it overpowers our intelligence also. All the intelligence, real purpose is discrimination, what is good, what is bad, but mind is uncontrolled, and sometimes the senses become uncontrolled. They are like five wives running in five different directions, and then they're pulling, and the jiva or the soul is completely very, very miserable in different way. So within last, like say 40 years, population, say in India is doubled, but the hospitals are 40 times more hospitals have been opened up, and they are fully occupied. Yeah. So one can imagine that how much the suffering is. People go to hospital to get relief from the suffering. So there is much more suffering is increasing more and more. One time, like this Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, then he came and he joined the movement. Initially he was serving in a very, very menial way, but he saw that there is a discrimination, white and black, I am black, there is not other black people are there, and they are not behaving properly. So he complained to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said that we have to rise above the bodily consciousness. We are here, that we have to, not on bodily level. So in that way, so just one word, and then Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he understood that I am on bodily level myself also. I'm thinking I am black, he's white, that's why there. But we have to see on the form of like the soul. That soul is neither Indian, American, or white, or black, or rich, or very much learned or not learned. Krishna does not see all these things. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna, and we have to always depend on, means be on the level of the soul, not on the level of the body. नते स्वार्थ गतिम ही विष्णु दुराशये बहि अर्थ मानिना दैट आवर स्वार्थ आवर रियली सेल्फिशनेस इज टू डिपेंड ऑन कृष्णा वी शुड सो रियल मिजरी इज फॉरगेटफुल ऑफ कृष्णा एंड रियल आनंद आर ब्लेस इज रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्णा सूर्य सम माया है अंधकार सो वी शुड बी अवे फ्रॉम माया एंड वेर एवर देर इज कृष्णा देर कैन नॉट बी एनी माया So in Bhagavatam 7.5, it's a very this Prahlad Maharaj discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and his school children that he's teaching them. Matirna Krishna Parata Swatova Mithopi Padde Grahavratanam अदांत गोभीर विशतम तमिश्रम पुनः पुनः चार विध चरवणा नाम सो प्रहलाद महाराज इज बिकॉज ही वाज द स्टूडेंट्स आर आस्किंग वेर डिड यू लर्न ऑल दिस एंड हाउ डू यू बिकम अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णा इन दिस वे ऑस्पिशियस सो नारद मुनि इज गिविंग दिस हिरण्यकश्यप रिसीव्ड दिस रिप्लाई फ्रॉम द टीचर ही अगेन एड्रेस्ड हिज सन्स प्रहलाद हिरण्यकश्यप सेड यू रास्कल मोस्ट फॉलन ऑफ अवर स्कूल Soul. So he is giving this instruction to the school children, and because of their uncontrolled senses, persons who are addicted, too addicted to the materialistic life, make progress towards a hellish condition and repeatedly chew that which is already being chewed. Since we are all attached to eating, sleeping, waiting, and depending. In every life that we have the same thing. The degree of enjoyment is practically the same. The eating we eat or even a dog eats, where we may be sophisticated. But is still the enjoyment is the same. And so we are behind this, that we have already chewed and thrown it, that it is no good. But again, we take in the next life or again next day, same thing again. Just like nobody can be satisfied by any amount of male-female relationship. But it is going on. And they see that so many problems there happen from that. And then again, it is, and this senses are never satisfied. They are durashaya. It is very difficult to satisfy the senses. So better to renounce, and it is good to have control them in the beginning level. When it is like the sparks, we could turn off. But when it is a blazing fire, and then putting a ghee on to extinguish, it will blaze more and more. So just in the beginning of thought process, thinking process, if you think, if mind is going to, so mind will go. But if our mind has Krishna, higher test, then it will not go to the lower levels of sense enjoyment. Because we are not the senses, we are not the body, we are not the senses. Body is a group of senses put together, Gyanendriya, Karmendriya, with some polished, but it is, what we are real is, we are the soul in a pure form. It is part and parcel of Krishna, and our aim is to serve Krishna, and that is should be our aim. So their inclination towards Krishna, to such people who are chewing the chewed, already that they have chewed, never aroused either by instruction of others or by their own efforts or by a combination of both, they would not learn. Nate vidu swartha, what is our real swartha, selfishness, is people do not know. Durashaya e bahir artha mana. Bahir artha means outside. Krishna is in our body, in the heart, and we could worship him. So it is like persons who are strongly entrapped by consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man. Blind leading to another blind, they fall in a ditch. So they are attached to the external sense enjoyment. Cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, and engage in service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch. Materially attached man, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Threefold miseries means Adi Devi, Adi Bhauti, Adhyatmik, or Janam Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, and we should see that it is all suffering. There is no cure for these things. But only Krishna consciousness is the one that could cure everything. This threefold miseries are Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Unless they smear upon their body the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely free from materialistic contamination. So dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee or his remnant of food or food that is washed away, or we see the all these three things are very, very important. Persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way, one can be freed from material contamination. So this is the cure from material contamination, is taking the association of pure devotees, taking the dust, taking the their water that has been with, or taking the remnants of food. So in this discussion between in the 11th canto, there are many discussions of between the now Yogendras and Nimi Maharaj Nimi, and this. So there was this question was asked, and Hari is answering that. So King's inquiry, another of the now Yogendras, namely Havir, will give a further elaboration of the science of Krishna consciousness. Different Adhikari, the most advanced devotee, sees within everything the soul of all souls, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in the relation to the Supreme Lord and understand that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. So, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, Sarvatra Chamai Pashati, Deshana Pranashami, Sachamena Pranashati. That one who sees everyone, because everything is energy of the Lord. You should not see that animals are separate or even whoever that you see. That is all Krishna. And we should respect, we should honor, we should, whatever help that we could give, we should give it, rather than thinking that we are higher. So only with this knowledge of this kind thing could come if you practice Krishna consciousness. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Govinda, Shyam Sundar Chinte Guna Swarupam, we should always see the qualities. What are the gunas? The name, and name will give us the qualities. The same thing that when you are perfecting in the name or chanting the holy name, then so Nam Rupa, his form, we could see the beautiful form, guna, and then his all the paraphernalia, entourage, his dham, everything is sitting in the holy name of the Lord. So if one can chant this, the holy name properly, that Prabhupada is given such a beautiful formula. You come to the temple, you could see all the five processes of devotional service. Chanting you could do with the devotees, it should not be, that is much better. And then following the four regulatory principles, and 16 rounds and more. And if you work for Krishna, you could work for, that is also devotional service. That Lord Parvati, and in Padma Purana it has been given, Lord Shiva is telling to Mother Parvati, Aradhana nam sarvesham Vishnur Aradhana param tasmat parataram devi tadya nam samacharet. But even better than worshipping the Vishnu, that is his tadya, his devotees, you could worship them also. And that is not only the same, it is even more higher. This Muchuk, King Muchukun is telling that it is now Antakal, that let me please chant the holy name when my throat would be choked up at the time of death, I will be able to chant. So one should start this chanting. And Prahlad Maharaj also just says, Komarat Acharek Pragya, that from very beginning, Komar age, from even 5 year age, one should take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. And if the atmosphere is like that, children would follow, or children would take to that instruction. And in this way, they will develop Krishna consciousness fully. And whatever is left over, if they cannot complete in that life, they will take up in the next life. So this sum and substance of that about Gadadhich is given his body by placing himself at the lotus feet of the Lord. He was thinking of the Lord, and his senses were controlled, controlled senses, life force, mind and intelligence. So he controlled all of this. Absorbed in this trance, he did not perceive his body separated from himself. So that is the process that he is showing, that how you could surrender to the Krishna, how you could think of the Lord, and how you could serve others. Like, although Indra was his enemy in one sense, because Indra cut off the head of Dadichi Rishi in the previous, but he still gave it up. He did not mind. He did not feel that, how he come, or let me just take remain. Let them die with the hands of Vratrasura. He did not think in that way. So we should not have animosity with anyone, and should be very, very peaceful. And whatever best jive daya means, to give them Krishna consciousness. And we should have a ruchi for the name and serve the Vaishnavas. So Vaishnava association has to be there. And then later on, the demigods, they attack this Vratrasura, just alone, single person, and so many demigods, so many devatas, but they could not even defeat just one person. And so these are nice instruction, that we have to control the mind. And So chanting, it should be tanada pisunichena, taroyeva saishvana, amani namanadena, kirtaniya sadahari. We should be an intelligent person who has controlled his mind, and he has conquered the fear. Fear, pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means, pa is fennel, you work so hard to enjoy the senses. Pa is fennel, pa is parishram, fennel. Bha is Bhyartha, you are wasting your time. Bha is Bhaya, you are fearful. And Ma, the fear would not be there if you know that you are eternal spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. A devotee on a very high level does not fear from anyone. Like Srila Prabhupada, we could give his example, that he came to Vrindavan. Until the end, he was focused on giving this Krishna consciousness to the others. He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam until his last breath. So he was so much absorbed in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Krishna. Krishna is like Bhagavatam pages. It is Krishna. So he was absorbed in people who will come in the next. They will be able to be protected from this fear, from falling down. So let them read Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would become very, very happy. When he sees his books are coming, his books are being distributed within 2 months. Like, he was, manuscript was ready, and Prabhupada always told that please print my books. They say it will take at least 2 to 3 years for the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, no, I want this within 2 months. And everybody in a marathon, day and night, so many devotees would work together. And if somebody is completing some painting, they came even to India to get the picture so they could paint. And so many things that they have done within 2 months. So that kind of work that you could please. If Prabhupada is pleased, Krishna is pleased. Yashya prasadat, Bhagavat prasado, yashya prasadan, nagati putu. So in this way, this, how to serve. So we read by example of Srimad, like Srila Prabhupada, and how he did his activity, and by joining his ISKCON movement, we learn so many the things which were never there before. But and the devotee become unconcerned with what is happening in the material world. They are engaged in serving the Lord, and at the end, they are sure that they will go back to God. And so I will end here. If there is any comments or questions, we can discuss those things. So please unmute and see.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Maharaj Ji.
Hare Krishna.
I don't see any hand raised for now.
Okay.
There is no hand raised, Maharajji.
So we can end this time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada meeting Maharajji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice instruction how we do not consider ourselves as a body, and we should, give up our body for the sake of service of the Lord. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. A very, very beautiful class. And you came, even though you were not prepared, you were in India. I thought you were here in New Jersey. That's why I called you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. But still, it is good opportunity. I'm thankful to you, Shyama Gauri Mataji. And you summarized very beautifully that we should use this body or our whatever our faculties for the service of the humanity so they could raise to Krishna consciousness. Even if they may not go back home in this life, but at least they have begun their life of devotional service. And that is the duty of everybody. Yeah. Yare dakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, amara agya hai, guru tare desh. That you should elevate, lift these people who are being fallen, and they will go to this Bhavsagar and they will drown. But just by taking to this instruction from Srimad Bhagavatam, we could be protected. And that is the duty of every human being, particularly who has taken birth in India. Maharata Bhumita Hila Manushi Janmayat Janma Sartha Kari Kara Paropaka. That is the duty that we should benefit others. Benefit means not materially, but spiritually by giving Krishna consciousness. Our spiritual food can be. So thank you for
yes, your comment. Yes, we should we should not think about ourselves, but we think about welfare of the society and love, Srila Prabhupada came to US to give the Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Hare
Krishna.
Srila
Hare Krishna.
Please go ahead.
So, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was listening, but I was just supporting my mother. That's why I could not ask you questions. There's so many questions there. So, but what I am telling is, Indra is a devotee, he's a demigod. And why he's still attacking, knowing that he's a pure devotee? See, Vritrasu is a pure devotee. He, because of some curse of Parvati, he became demon, no? So, he was not able to see that, he is going to do a Brahma Hatya, because he's a Brahman, no?
Yes. See, the reason is, Indra is so much attached to his post. So, not only Devasur Sangram or Vratrasur killing Vratrasur, but the other time also, like Maharaj Sagar Sahad, a horse that he stole, and then he tried to disturb them because he thinks that anybody who is doing austerities and who is doing tapasya may take his position. So he is a materialistic man, but because he did some material services, like he had 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, then he became an Indra. But Indra is not there always. Indra, all the Indras are not pure devotees. So even if you understand.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna, Hare. Prabhuji. That was really a very wonderful class, Prabhuji. I like the last one. Even Bhatichi was against Indra, but still he was favoring to help him. So that is really very good mentality of Paramahamsa, I think. So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was for this beautiful class, Hare Krishna. So, saying that we have to use all our mind, words, and intelligence in the service of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Really?
Hare Krishna, I have one question, Maharaj.
Okay. Sure.
Maharaj, my question is there is. We are in the heaps of ignorance, right? We are buried in ignorance. Though we know everything, we know that we are soul, we are not body, because we see there is a sudden death in the family. Still, we are in the ignorance. And when we come back to some normal state after the dismissal, then still there, the ignorance take over. I want to know, what is the reason of ignorance being so strong over the dedication towards Krishna? How we should develop our Krishna consciousness with the ignorance that we have? Because I still feel that I cannot, I will never overcome this ignorance. I don't think so. So please help me how to develop my consciousness.
No, it's a good question. Good that you asked, so we can discuss those points. And yes, ignorance is strong because we are in the material world from time immemorial, and we have become attached to those. And we think that changing something would be more painful. We have not seen the spiritual world, whether that happens or whether it is true or not. Maybe these are all Bhagavatam, is just a mythology. And so we have so many of our own conceptions or concoctions or our own ideas. So, but it will be removed in time, just like a jaundiced man who tastes the sweetness of the sugar candy after you continue taking it. So if you continue taking to Krishna consciousness, the real test of Srimad Bhagavatam, real test in chanting, that will come, and ignorance will also go away. Like we say, Om Agyanti Mirandasya, that by the mercy of the spiritual master, that I was drowning with the ignorance, my eyes were closed, I was in darkness. Darkness is ignorance. But whenever there is Krishna consciousness, the ignorance would be gone away. But it may take certain time, and we have to have patience, and we should wait for the mercy of the Lord. And then Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenama Upayantite, that I will give the intelligence by our service. Then Krishna will give us the intelligence to understand our ignorance would be removed. So the process is simple. If we are simple hearted and chant the holy name of the Lord in association with the devotees, go to the temples, attend regular programs, read Srimad Bhagavatam, take only prasad. So all these things will cleanse away our heart from contamination, and by this taking up. So because we are contaminated and we cannot feel in the contaminated state, we cannot feel that Krishna consciousness is so of a great value, and we are wasting our life like anything, not only one life. We had a human life so many times, even in presence of Krishna when he was on this earth. But because of our attachment to the material things, I will give a small example. That one man was feeling very, very hungry. And so he went to Jagannath Puri temple, and the pole that he caught hold of his pole and trying to press his stomach against the pole, because his stomach becomes smaller by the pressure of this man. Then, so he felt some relief. Then some another people came and said, okay, we will give you some prasadam. Please give up your hand or don't tight it. But he was worried that if I lose that, I will get pain again, because he had so much severe pain. And now he's in a better position. But he knows that this pain is there. It is a hunger pain because of the hungriness. And this man is giving him the prasad. So he should open his hand and eat prasad. Gradually it will go away. So we don't have a trust. This man did not have a trust. And Upadesha Upakhyane. This story is being told by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Same thing, we are attached to. There is some release, some little flickering happiness, and we think that is all in all. Whether there will be that flickering happiness will go away if I take to Krishna consciousness. So, and that's why people don't join, don't have trust, don't have faith. But if you join with people who have full surrender or full faith in Krishna, then he will take it, and then his doubts will be removed in due course of time, in one lifetime or more than one lifetime. But that is the sure shot way, because that way has been shown to us by Krishna, who is creator of this whole universe and creator of everything. So we should have more trust in him than any trust in any another human being or any another literature. So the process, yes, as you said, that it is difficult to give away those ideas. Yes, it is difficult. And then that was the question asked by that it is difficult to, and by Arjuna also, but he says that gradual by practice, you will be able, by practicing, you will be able to perceive these things or understand these things or participate in this process of uttama bhakti. But we have to have a patience of one lifetime and more than one lifetime. People who have advanced, they have taken to Krishna consciousness in their previous lives. So they are picking up or they are taking up now in a more advanced stage. But everybody has to go through the same cycle and take time of purifying ourselves or our existence. There is a quicker method to purify or there are slow methods. The quicker methods are what Prabhupada, it's like a Sputnik, you just take to Krishna consciousness and go back home in this lifetime. So that is his way. But some other people in other literatures, they describe about a slow process. So whichever you take, if you are taking to Krishna consciousness, there would be benefit. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj-ji, but we, as per my little understanding, Krishna is all attractive. Right, and there is a faith. So, that means we are attracted to Krishna. There was no faith at the start. So, the faith, all the Krishna consciousness is directly proportional to the faith, right? The more the faith, the more the holy name will be chanted, the more the holy name will be chanted, the more the mercy can be seen in the process. Is my understanding correct, Maharaj-ji?
Yeah, to some extent, on a superficial level, it is correct understanding. But Krishna is attractive for people who have given up their material attraction. You cannot put your foot on both, like outside and inside. So our greatest danger, yes, we have faith. But it would be developed by association with the people who have so much more, 100 times more faith than us. That is one, you will see the results also, but it takes time. So you have to have patience. Patience will give you more and more faith, but you should also associate and serve the greater Vaishnavas. And by that service attitude, you will develop more faith. So faith is a byproduct of association with devotees who have so much faith. We have, because of our attachment, we don't feel that I will get those things. Like for children, like say you see in the children, we have faith, like children, Prabhupada is there, he was in a train, and the train man was a friend of Prabhupada's father. So this conductor said that, where is your ticket? You get down. And he said that, my father is here. He knew that father will, he cannot let me get out of the train or the bus. So same thing, we have to have a faith that whatever it is, Krishna will protect. And that's why Sharanagati is all that we should select Krishna as our fully maintainer, as our well-wisher. But to practice that, we should, everything we do should be favorable for Krishna consciousness. Nothing should be done unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And we should select our maintainer. But we have faith in our own abilities, our attachment to our bank of balances, our family, our nation, country, everything. We have faith in our degree. And that's why we do not advance further. But if you use everything what is there, that is in your possession, for Krishna's service and attached to Krishna quite firmly, then the progress is much, much faster.
Maharashi, there is one hand raised from Rinki Mataji. Mataji, can you please go ahead with your question? Hare Krishna, then with Pranam Mataji. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving me the opportunity to ask in the question. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, the question is, the Vishnu also, the Lord Vishnu also said that he is the maintainer. Mm-hmm. So, the Sri Krishna also maintainer. Are they both the same mood, Prabhuji?
Yeah, see, Krishna comes as Vishnu. Vishnu is like, let me just, like Krishna, he expands. And he expands and he produces many, many personalities for different ways. Somebody is attached to Vishnu form, somebody is attached to Narasimha form, somebody is attached to another form, Narayan form. And they are all ultimately, they come. Keshav Dhrita Nar Hari Rupa. From Keshav that is Krishna, comes Narasimha Dev. From Krishna comes Narayan form. From Krishna comes Vishnu form. So it does not make any difference. Like so many Lakshmis, they are also so chaste, but they are attracted to Krishna. Lakshmi Shahastra Sata Samrama Sevya Manam. They all want to serve Krishna and be part of his Ras dance, but because of their little bit nature of not proudy, but they have a nature of so much wealthy, and I give wealth to everybody, and I could. So that kind of opulence, then that's why they cannot come to Krishna or attend the Ras dance. But what I'm just saying, that there is no difference one should not feel. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are expansion from Krishna. From Krishna comes Balramji, from Balramji comes Chaturvyu, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And then from this Sankarshan, the first Chaturvyu, that comes the whole spiritual world is made, and all the Narayan forms and Vaikuntha Loka, they're all created by the Sankarshan itself. From Sankarshan comes second Chaturvyu, and from second Chaturvyu comes all the material world. At first, the beginning with Mahavishnu, then Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu, and then also there is Ananta Shesh. So all these things, they come, but it is same Krishna who is the source of Narayan and Vishnu and other forms.
Prabhuji, okay. I got one other question. Can I ask you that question, Prabhuji?
Sure, please go ahead.
Thank you, Maharaj. So the question is that that we got a three miseries, Adi Atma, Adi Deva, Adi Bhutam.
So,
so jitne hum log prayas karte rahenge Krishna conscious mein bhakti hoga, to the divine energy, to, because there was a one verse Bhagavad Gita mein hai ke Sri Krishna keh rahe ke that my divine energy is only jo jitna sharana gati mein hai, I mean he has the capacity to take remove the three miseries. So can you enlighten us, Prabhuji, on that verse?
Yeah, three miseries, Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik. Let me tell you the meaning of this. Adi Bhautik means from miseries from other living entities, like other living, like a snake and bite, a scorpion, or so many other living beings, like bacteria, this little coronavirus is creating so much havoc. They are also living beings. So Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik, from demigods. Demigods means who are controlling the different universal affairs, like drought, too much rain, or too much heat, or tsunami like hurricane, like bhukampa, like so many. So there are many things basically they come from demigod. So Adi Devik. And Adhyatmik is from our own body and mind. And this misery is by taking to Krishna consciousness, because Krishna becomes in charge, there gradually we become purified and we could understand our nature, that we are a spiritual being, not material being. So as long as we feel that we are material, we will suffer from these three miseries. Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchina Sarvair Gunen Tatra Samasati Sura Harav Abhaktasya Kuto Madhuna Manoratena Dhavato Sapai. That people who are not Krishna consciousness, they ride on the wherever their mind is taking them. But the devotees, they go to Krishna and become part of Krishna. So there is a big difference in a devotee and a non-devotee. My parents were used to just say bhakti is only one can understand Krishna japa. Vipado, my mother always chants in the morning time. Vipado naiva vipada, sampada naiva sampada. Vipad Vismaranam Vishnu, Sampanna Rayana Smati. At Vipatti, any difficulty in the material world, whether it is Dehi, Devi, Bhuti, anyone, that is not Vipatti. But Vipatti is, or Sampatti is, not that you get too much wealth. Vipad Vismaranam, if we forget Vishnu, Krishna or Narayan, it's one and the same thing, because Krishna is the source of all this, Vishnu or Narayan or any another. So, forgetting Vishnu, then there is a vipatti. And the remembering Krishna, that is a It is a great boon. Sampan Narayan, that is the Sampan Narayan, that you are very rich if you could remember Krishna. So remembering Krishna is all in all, and forgetting Krishna is that we are buying our difficulty, or we would be put into misery, or we have to go through 8.4 billion SPs of life. So Iha Yasya Hari, Prabhupada used to say these words many times. Iha Yasya Hari Rashe Karmana Manasa Gira Nikhilaswa Api Avastasu Jivan Mukta Savichate. That you are Jivan Mukta, Iha Hari Rashe, that if you serve Krishna as a Das, Karmana, and how you serve? By Karmana, by your karma activity, Mansa, by your mind, and Mansa Gira, by your intelligence, Buddhi. So you surrender to Krishna by Man, Buddhi, Ahankar, body, senses, because he is the master of the senses. So we should serve him. And in this way, that even in whatever we are, but we are completely liberated. Jivan mukta sa uchyate. Whatever position he may be poor, he may be rich, whatever. But nikhilasi api avastasu, jivan mukta, that he is free from this material entanglement. Materialism means we are in the material atmosphere, and our mind goes there to enjoy our senses. But we should be Krishna consciousness, because that is what soul is. Soul is really Krishna consciousness, because we are looking for happiness. Happiness is part of Krishna. And so happiness, that is, if we have Krishna, there is happiness. And if there is no Krishna, there is unhappiness. So Krishna is already there, but we don't realize he's there as Paramatma. Is mostly covered, but we could cheto darpana marjanam by chanting, that is, then everything would be removed and you will be able to perceive the presence of the Lord. Okay?
Thank you.
No, but if there is any doubt, we can discuss more.
No, it's okay. I'm just asking. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Thank you for asking a wonderful question. Anytime, and you could call, anyone can call me also.
One doubt, Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, now the current situation, Modi ji is doing a lot of things. You know, he's trying to bring the temples back. A lot of deities are stolen by the English people through this, our Indian government. And slowly, one by one, it's coming back. Now, all are predicting Modi ji will go, and then the other Uttar Pradesh, that Baba will come. So now it's only in Krishna's hand that this grip should not go, because now we are slowly trying to get the Sanatana Dharma back. And I am also trying to make some connection with Modi ji, you know, for making him chant. I'm in touch with the devotees. So we have such a wonderful opportunity that slowly the whole ministry should become devotees. Then they will just chant and then do the work. They'll go and then they will preach. Then while voting, they will say, you chant and vote so that the right party will come. Like that, it should become Krishnamayam Jagat. Sarvam Krishnamayam Jagat. I seek your blessings. You are Prabhupada disciple. So you are like our cha-cha or whatever.
All the devotees are equal. If you serve now in that way, the parampara, then it is like serving Srila Prabhupada also. I hope that becomes true, but this material world, Kali Yuga, is for first 5,000 years, it will be raised more and more. But after 10,000 years, there won't be any Krishna consciousness. Whatever prediction in Bhagavatam is there will come true.
But Maharaj, Prabhupada has told that in Bhagavad Gita is Dukale Masachadam as per Krishna. But Prabhupada says, Sarvam Sukhamayam Sarvam. He's telling it's all so nice, wonderful. So, two contradictory statements. One from Krishna himself, that's why Dukale Masachadam. But a pure devotee says, this everything is Sukha. Sarvam Sukhamayam.
See,
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I think, who will not remember Krishna, Dukale. And I think pure devotee is telling, whoever will always remember Krishna, there is nothing to worry in Kali Yuga or hell or heaven. You just remember Krishna, you are safe like Prahlad. Is it my understanding correct? I wanted to recheck with you.
Yeah. That is true. But it would be only for a short period of time. Out of 432,000, it would be true because effect of Ghor Kali Yug would be coming more and more, and more devoted people would take birth also. But right now it is devotees who are taking birth. But you wait until the second part of first encounter. It will be dwindled. If the Bhagavatam tells all that things.
But is it not, Maharaj, that the first 10,000 is a golden age? In 10,000 years, a lot of devotees will help many people to go back home, back to God. Is it not true that in this golden age, there will be a lot of back home, back to God, those souls?
First 5,000 years, it will become more and more prominent, and we should go back home, back to God, taking to the process what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. But if we neglect, then what Prabhupada or anyone else can do? It is our own choice. It is our misuse of our minute independence.
But Maharaj, Arjuna is asking a question to Krishna, know that even if you are in the devotion path, even you know that this is not to be done, but something is pulling us to do the something which is not to be done. So what is the way to stop that urge to do wrong when you know that is wrong, not to be done, but you are doing going behind that?
Give your association to those people who are doing wrong things and they will change.
Because I am worried if I try to give association, they should not change me.
No. If you are strong, you will not be changed. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj went to tea shops and people who are selling even meat and eating meat. but he says that you just listen to my lecture and if I will give so much money, or he will say that. So anyway, he went to those places also. But because of his association, they changed their mind.
But he is Simha Guru, but I am so fallen, so very scared to go and, you know.
No, we may be true, but we can become very, very honest to ourselves. And Krishna does not see any material qualification. He just sees his spiritual qualification. How much surrendered he is. How much Sranagati he has taken. How much he is surrendered to his own Guru. So all these things, they count.
Okay.
Thank
you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for asking wonderful questions.
You look like Prabhupada today. You know, your face. Suddenly is a glimpse of Prabhupada. Prabhupada ka yaad dila raha hai.
If I could just take some qualities of Srila Prabhupada, that would be great. Yeah. Seeing my face is different, but what is in the mind, that is important.
You're already there, Maharaj.
Please bless all of us.
Thank you, Chaitanya Mataji. So nicely you.
Thank you so much, Krishna.
Maharaj, bless all of us that we stick to the path of Prabhupada and get your blessings. Ashirwad dijiye Maharaj, please. Aapse vinti kar rahe at your lotus feet.
Mera ashirwad sada aapke saath mein rahenge. Par aap bhi ashirwad dijiye ki man hamesha laga rahe.
Maharaji, we have one more question.
Aditi
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam to you. Please ask your question.
Mataji has very wonderful questions. Aditi Mataji. Darun.
Ramdas Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. I feel bad because now it's like it's getting late. So Maharaj, if you have Gurmaj, if you have something important, maybe I could save the question for another time. But if you have time,
you can ask the question. What I wanted to say, like what Prabhupada or what Dadichi Muni, how he sacrificed his life. That's what we are reading. But whatever best we could do for the people in general, even if our own parents or our own in-laws or whatever position, whomever you come in contact, give them Krishna. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara gya guru tare desh. He gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction to Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu that Bolo Krishna, Kaho Krishna, Karo Krishna Sikha. That you chant You read Srimad Bhagavatam and whatever instruct others, and whatever that you have learned from Bhagavad Gita, let them take to those Bhagavad Gita teaching in their heart or in their life practically. So we should use our all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, and lead our life very simply, honestly, and having some time to read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and also having some time chanting properly. And I have to not to be greedy, not to be, but anyway, if you have so much opulences, you use it for Krishna service, preaching to the innocent people.
Maharaj, the six big enemies are the biggest thing: Kaam, Krodh, Moh, Lobha, Mada, Matsarya. That is the biggest stumbling block. You get annoyed, you get, you know, irritated.
Mm-hmm.
What is what is the best way to get out of that?
Best way is again association.
That's why I come to Bhakti Sangha. They're all such nice devotees, gopis. When I come to them, I get blessing. They're all mandiris. Matanjis are reincarnated here.
Yes.
Bhakti Sangha is the only hope for any devotee. They should join Bhakti Sangha. That's all. You come, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. Because we see the pure devotees like Sami Krishna when we come here, no? Every day there is Malpoa, there is Rasgulla, Gulab Jamun, Rasgulla, Sandesh. Thank you, Aditi Mataji, for such wonderful organizing.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Andavat Pranam, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances, Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful, Prabhuji, wonderful. Thank you for your association, Prabhuji, every time.
Bhattaji, I seek your blessings. You are all great devotees. I am just trying to follow your footsteps, Bhattaji, please.
Thank you, Shamika, Prabhuji. And for your valuable time, every time you come, and we are so fortunate to have your education, and we look forward to your session again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Dhanasaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vancha Kalpataru Bhesya, Kripa Sindhu Bhesya,
Kripa Sindhu Bhesya, Vacha, Tata Navani Devo, Vaishnava Devo, Namaha, and Puti Vaishnava.
Ki jai.
Jai.